Hello and welcome to another edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. This week we will hear from Humboldt Wildcats head boys wrestling coach Chad Beeman. The Humboldt Wildcats swept their NCC Triangular at Webster City Thursday night to clinch a share of the 2023-2024 North Central Conference dual title after registering wins against Iowa Falls Alden and Webster City. Hampton-Dumont-Cal had defeated Algona Thursday night, giving Humboldt, Hampton-Dumont-Cal, and Algona all 6-1 dual records and a three-way tie of the NCC dual crown. I caught up with Beeman Thursday night to discuss the team and individual performances.
I thought the kids looked great in that first duel. Iowa Falls has a few open weight classes, but we had some really good matchups there. Tyce Clarkin's match was about as big a match as you could have. That kid's a stud and really set him up for conference seating purposes, and that was just a phenomenal win for him. I thought the kids looked awesome that first round. They were really ready to get firing and go.
And then the timeless tradition of NCC wrestling between Humboldt, Webster City. Just take me through the victory there where you're able to secure a co-NCC champ with a little help from Hampton earlier to get that win here against Webster City in their building.
I mean, anytime we've wrestled Webster City in the last 15 years, it's a dogfight. We've had to earn everything that we get, and we thought we had a mathematical advantage by moving some guys around a little bit, but when you start moving guys around, you also have to take care of business and do the things that you're capable of doing. You know, for the most part, I felt like we did that. We let a couple of those scenarios, a couple of those matches get away from us, and I really thought it put us in a hole, but you know, the kids wrestled really well, came back, responded, fought through situations. And you even look at Owen Mayall's match. I mean, he gets tossed for five there right away, basically getting choked out, has to fight through that first period and then just find a way back into the match. And, you know, comes back and grinds out a decision there when most kids just give up. They give up and quit fighting there. And so while that wasn't his best match, it shows what kind of a kid he is. And, you know, he was doing that for himself and his team.
A 6-1 record in duels this year for NCC play. Be able to call yourself a co-champ this year with the win against Webster City.
We don't like to share with anybody, but it's better than the alternative. You know, we put ourselves in that position when we fell behind Algona early in the season, and all that we could ask the kids to do is give themselves a chance and put a little faith in Hampton-Dumont. And, you know, it worked out, and I guess sharing's better than not having it at all.
The winter weather coming up here this weekend. What's the plan to try to keep the kids going here?
You know, we just get back to work on Monday. It looks like the kids will have some work to do outside, maybe in the driveways to lose some weight. So we just plan for what is handed to us, the next opportunity. And if it's not until next Thursday at home, that's the way it is.
Your thoughts going into Thursday at home?
It's our senior night. And so even though we have another home event that following Thursday, but it's a quad. And so we want to make the Eagle Grove duel special evening and honor our seniors, so we're looking forward to it.
In a week, pretty much, you're going to have NCC tournament coming up. What's the message of the wrestlers going in?
Another opportunity. I mean, as strong as the NCC is this year, you know, it's the team that's hot, that's wrestling and kind of feeding off of one another's energy. And, you know, there's three or four teams that have a shot to go take home an NCC title this year. And I'd like to think that we're one of them. And so it's just another opportunity to prove ourselves. And, you know, that's one of the goals the kids have set out, is they wanted to win both, dual and an individual title. And so they met the one goal tonight. Now we've got a week and a half here to reach the other.
Appreciate it, Coach. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
That was Humboldt Wildcats head boys wrestling coach Chad Beeman. With that, we will conclude this week's edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. Tune in next week for another edition of Coach's Corner.